إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه. الحمد لله. We have completed a third of the month of Ramadan, the month of fasting and standing, the month of generosity and giving, and the month of self-evaluation. This is the month of patience, the month of the Quran. Indeed, there are many paths and many groups of people in regard to Ramadan. So let us see, which group do we belong to? The first group is a group who sees Ramadan as a time of restrictions and preventions, a time of prohibitions from their desires. They do not comprehend the benefits of Ramadan. They see in this opportunity difficulty instead of seeing in this difficulty opportunity. You'll find them lazy and tired. They fast with great difficulties while continuing in riba, namima, and general sins. They see the fast as nothing more than an obstacle in front of their desire. And as for the second group, it is a group that sees the month of Ramadan as a month of food and eating. Most of his time, or most of their time, is spent going and coming from the stores, buying food and drink. Ramadan does not increase them except in appetite. And it's well known in certain cultures, certain foods are not eaten until the time of Ramadan and only in the month of Ramadan. And it's also well known that consuming lots of food will cause or create laziness. And we've been told that the worst thing that we can feel are our stomachs. And we are people who do not eat until we become hungry. And once we eat, we do not eat until we get full. And believe it or not, there are people in the month of Ramadan who gain weight. As for the third group, this is a group who knows nothing of Ramadan except that it is obligatory. The days, or neither are the days spent in worship nor the nights. Rather, they are not even performing the five-time daily prayer. And I'd like to state here that many of the ulama are of the opinion that for those who leave the five prayers in totality, they have left the religion of Islam. He awakens with Allah's displeasure and he goes to sleep with Allah's displeasure. As for the fourth group, it is a group who does not know Allah. It is a group who does not know Allah except in the month of Ramadan. They attend the Jumu'ah prayer in Ramadan. They begin to come to the masjid regularly, read the Quran, and as for the women, they wear the hijabs in this month. And when the month is over, all of this stops, and they return to their miserable state. That is, until the next Ramadan. What is so common? And how awful are our people? And as for the fifth one, this group is a group who cannot wait for the coming of Ramadan, for the arrival of Ramadan. They're anticipating Ramadan. So when it comes, they roll up their sleeves and they get to work this time, this month, rejuvenates them, and it makes them know, and it stresses to them that this is the time, and this is the land of work. They work so hard that you might hear a statement from one of them, such as the statement of the great Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal's son, when he said to his father, "When are we going to rest, Dad? When are we going to rest?" And the Imam said, "Son, with our first footstep into paradise, then the rest will come." Likewise, the story or the hadith should remind us that this is the land and the time of work. The hadith that tells us that in paradise, Allah will unveil Himself for us, and we will look directly at Him, and we will be so astonished and amazed that we will fall in prostration. And Allah will say, "Rise, get up, this isn't the land of work, it's the land of reward." So, now we need to work. Dear brothers and sisters, I ask, which group are we from? And how many more Ramadans are we going to waste? Allah has favored us over many people just by Allah allowing us to see, to reach this Ramadan. This is a huge blessing in and of itself. How many people wanted to be here and who perhaps fasted with us last year and are not here this month? To show you how great it is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, when he reached the month of Rajab, the seventh month, he was saying, "Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Sha'banin wa balighna Ramadan." He would say, "Oh Allah, make Rajab blessed for us and Sha'ban blessed for us, and let us reach Ramadan." And also know that our pious predecessors, they used to ask Allah 6 months before Ramadan to allow them to see Ramadan. They would say, "Oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. Oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan," for 6 months before Ramadan. And then after they finished the month of Ramadan, for 6 months they would say, "Oh Allah, accept our Ramadan. Oh Allah, accept our Ramadan." As if their whole life revolves around this holy month of ours. And also, let me remind you of the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us of three people who died. Two of them died on the battlefield as martyrs, and one died in his bed, and he died after the two. They were all seen in a dream in paradise, but the one who died in his bed was ahead of the other two. So someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "How can this be? He died in his bed." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Didn't he pray for so and so amount of more time than the previous two? And didn't he reach the month of Ramadan and fast it?" So know that this time is a very special time. This time only comes once a year. So let us use it wisely. And I strongly encourage everyone to write down a list of goals to accomplish for the month of Ramadan. I'm aware that a third of it has already left us, but still we could benefit from this. And I ask you to write down these goals and set them high. And if something is difficult for you, something has been difficult for you to leave, then write it down. Such as smoking, leaving smoking, or music, or lowering the gaze, or attending Jumu'ah, or praying on time, or shaving, or selling alcohol, or not wearing the hijab. Write it down and say, "I'm going to leave this Ramadan." Show shaitan and show yourself that you can do it. And if not now, when? When will you give up those things? If not now, when? Are you going to live after Ramadan the way you lived before? Once you die, the sheets will be pulled from your eyes, or over from your eyes, and you will see clearly. that you did not work for the provisions of the next life, and all of what you work for in this life will be left for others, or someone else, such as son, wife, or even government. You're going to want to return, but there is no return. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ittaqullaha wal-tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighadin. Al-ayah. O you who believe, fear Allah and keep your duty to Him. And let every person look to what He has sent forth for tomorrow and fear Allah. Verily, Allah is all aware of what you do. Evaluate yourself. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ana bima fihi min al-ayat wa al-dhikr al-hakim. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah wa astaghfiruhu wa tubu ilayhi innahu ghafur rahim. Alhamdulillah ala ihsanihi wa shukru lahu ala tawfiqihi wa imtinanihi. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. In the second part of this khutbah, I would just like to suggest a few things that we should do for the remainder of this month. And the first thing, of course, is the recitation of the Quran, reading the Quran. But when we read the Qur'an this time, let us apply and let us obey what we read. Allah says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this Qur'an is a book we have revealed which is blessed. So follow it, and fear Allah, that you may receive mercy. So Allah instructs us, if we read, to follow the Qur'an. Are we really following the Qur'an? And let this next verse that I'm going to read be a warning for us not to read the Qur'an or the Sunnah and not act upon it. Because Allah says, فَلْيَحْذِرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So let those beware who go against his order, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lest fitna, trials and afflictions, strike them, or a painful punishment. So Allah says, take this warning. Beware if you go against the Sunnah of the Prophet or his command, then know that you will be afflicted by some type of fitna, some type of trial, or you will be afflicted by a painful punishment. And know that the Qur'an, how many times we're told this, is a proof for us or against us. When we read the Qur'an this time, let us act on the Day of Judgment. Imagine you are being asked about your sins or about your deeds, and the Qur'an comes and says, he knew interest was haram, she knew to wear her hijab, oh Allah, she knew it. Give them or him what they deserve or what he deserves. Or the Qur'an comes and says, oh Allah, he read me at night, and he read me in the day, and he obeyed me, and he did this. Give him what he deserved. The Qur'an will be a proof for you or against you. Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu, said, the thing that I fear the most is that on the Day of Judgment, Allah will say, you knew so and so. So what did you do in regards to it? At the iman, they was afraid to know something and not act upon it. And know for a surety that the knowledge will be harmful for us if we do not act upon it. The second thing I would like to advise is for us to use our time wisely, to use our time in what benefits us the most. Some of the salaf said that there's only 3 days. There's only 3 days. As for yesterday, it is gone and the deeds performed in it. As for tomorrow, perhaps you may not see it. And today is yours, works in it. Likewise, the hadith that says, no one dies except that he is regretful. If he's good, he will regret that he didn't do more. Only if I would have gave $5 more. When you see all that good deeds or all those good deeds, if I would have only prayed 2 more rak'ahs, if I would have only smiled a little more, if I only would do a little more, this would be the sorrow that the Muslims or the believers feel, the sorrow of, man, I should have did just a little more. And if he's bad, he will feel the sorrow of, or he will regret that he is blamed and that he is going to be punished. Also, or likewise, for the things that we should be doing or we could do during the month of Ramadan is gain knowledge. And what I mean by this is not secular knowledge. And that's good, don't get me wrong, but gain Islamic knowledge. For, and this is, perhaps by reading, listening to lectures through the internet, a number of ways. And know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihhu fid din." And that is, whoever Allah wants good for, He gives him a good understanding of this religion. Know, if you are ignorant about this religion, this is a sign that Allah does not want good for you. If you are ignorant about this religion, this is a bad sign. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hates every person who is knowledgeable about the affairs of this world and ignorant about the affairs of the hereafter. So let us use this time to gain knowledge. And this is one of the best things that you can do with your time in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana a'lamukum billahi wa ashaddukum lahu khashya." And that is, I am the most knowledgeable of you in regards to Allah, and I have the most fear for Allah. Now, how could it be that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of creation, the one who had all his sins forgiven or mistakes forgiven, fear Allah more than we do? Because what he said in the beginning, that he is the most knowledgeable of among us of Allah. So know, the more knowledge that you gain, the more you will fear Allah. So let us work on our Islamic knowledge. Let us gain more knowledge. In this way, we will gain more taqwa. And we know this is one of the things that we're trying to achieve in this month, which is taqwa. And to follow up on that, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Only those among His servants fear Allah who have knowledge. As if Allah is saying, nobody fears Allah except for those who have knowledge. So it's very important that we gain this knowledge. And listen to what Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, once again what he said. He said to me, to learn one issue is better than prayer the whole night, or is better than praying the whole night. This person, or this companion radiallahu anhu, was very wise, because he knew this would benefit him. We need to learn basic or fundamental principles, such as the principle, or such as about listening to music. Some people say, you sound crazy, everybody in the world listens to music, how can you say it? But we don't even do research, but we do research on everything else. So let us try to gain as much knowledge as we can during this month and afterwards. And another point I would like to make is that during this month, we need to work with our kids. Please pay attention to this point. We need to work with our kids. I notice, subhanAllah, we are very compassionate when it comes to our kids.
We work overtime. We work two jobs. We work unbelievably in order to provide for our kids, in order to let them have a good life. And especially some of us may have come from a bad, from poor countries or from poverty. So we work hard. And I understand that. I mean, I'm the same. In order that our kids live a good life. But let us be compassionate. Let us be loving for them in the same in regard to their hereafter. Let us have that compassion and let us have that concern when it comes to our kids, when it comes to their hereafter. How are they going to, whether they be successful or not in the hereafter? Allah says in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. And that is, O you who believe, protect yourself and family from a fire whose fuel is people and stone. So Allah is telling us, ordering us to protect ourselves from the fire, and He's instructing us to protect our families from the fire. Let us encourage them to pray and to fast. Bring them to the masjid. SubhanAllah. We take them to the library twice a month, or maybe more. We take them to the cinema for the latest movies, but we don't take them to the masjid. Now, I've become aware that even some of our children, wallahi, they don't even know where the masjid is located. But they know where the local library is at. They know where these other things are at. Why? And when? And for the ones who come, for many of the ones who come, when they come only in the month of Ramadan. Perhaps many of our parents raised us like this, but it's time to break this cycle. It is time to break this cycle. What cycle? The cycle of the Ramadan Muslim. This cycle has ran its course far too long. It is time for us to break this cycle. And besides, when our kids are in the masjid, they're protected from girls calling them, protected from drugs, and protected from music and all these other fitness, I hope. And we need to try to start training them by protecting them from the television, by protecting them from music and the dances and concerts and proms. And I'll give you a story that will make you understand what I mean. In front of the school Pleasant View, people used to speed all the time. They used to pass by and speed. But there was a Muslim police officer. He began to run or to monitor the speed limit, holding the radar and giving tickets. The people, of course, stopped speeding. But the thing that is amazing, I notice people do not speed even when he's not there. At least from what I see. When he's not there, they don't speed also. They become law-abiding citizens when it comes to the speed limit. The point I'm trying to make is that it's through training. We have to train ourselves and train our kids. Also, let us pray. Of course, the Taraweeh prayer. Because, as much as we can and try each night, because this is the month of standing. And seek Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. It is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Let us make up with this night so much of the time that we wasted. Let us use this night and let us work hard in the last 10 nights to make up for all the time that we wasted in front of the television, wasted in front of the video games, wasted just doing nothing. And lastly, I would like to say, let us be consistent throughout Ramadan.
and after it. Be consistent. Throughout Ramadan 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 and after it. Be consistent. Throughout Ramadan. Like I mentioned earlier, fear Allah only in the month of Ramadan, but throughout the year. Shaitan is working 24/7. And that means we must be working 24/7. And this would be one of the best counters to this ideological war that is taking place against Islam. By you being consistent, this will be a counter for that. Because the truth will be apparent. I've read that 60,000 books have been written within the last 150 years against Islam. They have attacked Islam in every imaginable way, through colonial power, through introducing secularism and communism, through TV programs, by outlawing prayer in some masjids, or in masjids in general in certain countries, by banning the hijab in certain countries, by forbidding the adhan to be called, or prohibiting the adhan to be called. And they continue to try to extinguish the light of Allah, but it will remain forever lit. If any other religion, institution, ideal, or people came under what we came under, it would have long ago been destroyed. This is a sign that this deen is the truth and that we own the truth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will never cease to be a small group from my ummah clearly upon the truth until the hour is established. And they will not be affected by those who stay behind or by those who abandon them. So I tell myself, and I tell you, do not stay behind. Be a part of this group. Don't leave this Ramadan the way that you enter it. And do not be a Ramadan Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever reaches the month of Ramadan and leaves it without having his sins forgiven, and so enters the fire, may Allah disgrace him and distance him. Let us not be that person who we leave this month of Ramadan and we leave it with our sins not being forgiven, because we're still smoking, we're still watching programs that have profanity in it and lewd conduct. We're still acting the same way. Let us not be that person who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Angel Jibreel, do you read the whole hadith, prayed against. And for sure, this is the person who's doomed. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fawatiha al-khayr wa khawatimahu wa jawami'ahu wa awwalahu wa akhirahu wa zahirahu wa batinahu wa darajatil ula fil jannati amin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka at-tayyibat wa fi'l al-khayrat wa tark al-munkarat wa hubb al-masakin wa an tatuba alayna وتغفر وترحمنا وتغفر لنا يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم.